Kim Thompson is a veteran career counselor and syndicated career columnist with more than 20 years of experience in working with private, public, and nonprofit organizations, helping them with career services. This podcast series related to job searching and career development is brought to you by the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi. And now, an interview with Kim Thompson. Today, we're going to talk about going on job interviews and why some people who are very competent, very capable people go on interview after interview and they never get called back and they have absolutely no idea what's gone wrong here. What can you say to people like that?
Well, going on multiple interviews without getting a second round of offers to come back is definitely an indication that something might be going wrong, especially during the first interview, for sure, especially if you've had numerous interviews.
So are there steps that the interviewee could take to improve their chances for success in the interview?
Absolutely. There are some specific steps that they can take that would help give them more advantage in going to a second interview. It would certainly increase the chances, for sure.
Okay. Where would we start?
Okay, one of those would be just to be a simple thing as keeping a post-interviewing checklist. And what that means is that after every time you go on an interview, I would like for you to come back to your car or wherever you are within 30 minutes and write down your experiences. Reflect on the questions that were asked and your responses. Did you address all the concerns on the spot or did you leave them alone?
What concerns would you be referring to there?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of times people will look at the resumes or go through an interview and they'll ask a question such as, how long have you been out of the workplace? Tell me about this job gap here.
And that's a concern.
That would be a concern
okay. For
an employer.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times the job candidate will just go over that real briefly, or they'll make the mistake and give a true confession answer. They just spill out their entire life history that goes on and on and on, and it loses the interviewer. And it doesn't really address their concern. They don't ask if it did.
So you need to be direct and brief?
Yes.
And answer the concern?
Very clear and concise.
Okay. What else?
Then what I would like for you to do is think about asking for the job. After you had the interview and the first one, after it's completed and the interviewer gets up to close the meeting, you just simply ask for the job.
How do you ask for the job? Do you say, can I have the job?
Well, you reaffirm your interest in the job and you bridge the skill set that you have with the needs of the employer. And then you just simply say, I'm very interested in this job. When can we meet again? What are the next steps?
Okay, wonderful. What else can I do?
Well, another thing that you can really implement right away when you're on your next interview is to definitely have your answers reflect results. And you can use qualifying answers or you can use answers that have you can quantify them.
What's the difference?
Well, there's a huge difference. For example, a school teacher is not really going to have a sales number attached. So she can't say I increased sales by 150%, but what she can say is I improved the quality of the classroom. And so you can talk about quality versus quantity. But the key there is to remember talking about results.
Would it be possible for a salesperson to talk about quality as well?
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
They would talk about the customer relationships. For example, they improved those significantly by staying in contact with them, by meeting with them on a regular basis, by listening to them, how that improved their communication.
Okay. Any other questions?
You know, chemistry really almost dictates whether you're going to get a second interview offer. And the reason why chemistry is such a big part is because the person that you work with, they don't like you. You're probably not going to get an offer. So building rapport translates to building chemistry. And that's about 80% of the reason why you would get asked back for a second interview.
Wow. So if I just give the impression that my record speaks for itself, I'm pretty much doomed.
Well, that's not the, you can't rest your laurels just on your accomplishments and your achievements. You got to have some personality and chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is you ask questions back.
Okay.
And one of the great ways to ask questions is always to keep in mind open-ended question versus closed-ended questions.
Well, what's the difference between asking an open-ended question and my asking a closed-ended question?
An open-ended question is usually going to start with how or where, tell me more, that kind of thing. An open-ended question is designed to get the person to give more information. So it asks in a way that they can't answer it with yes or no.
Oh, okay. And you're also implying here that I'm not just there to answer questions, but to ask questions.
That's what builds rapport.
Oh, I see.
And that equals chemistry.
Mm-hmm. That could make a big difference all by itself.
If you would just employ that by itself, if you did nothing but just that, that would increase your chances significantly in getting a second interview.
Is there anything else that could increase chances of getting a second interview?
When you get up to leave, I think it's always a great idea to ask for a business card because you're going to need that to send a follow-up. And what I mean by follow-up is it would be in the form of a thank you letter or a thank you email or something of that nature where you reaffirm and you establish connection with the employer to let them know that you are the person for the job. So a follow-up letter is extremely important. People often discount the importance of that, and you really can't do that effectively if you don't stand up and get their business cards. So always ask for that before you leave.
Where do you go from there? Let's say you've done all of those things. You've asked those questions about the interview that you just had. All right, now what do you do about the next interview?
You really need to step back, and if you've had a series of interviews of which you've just had no return offers, especially for a second meeting, you need to step back and you need to get an idea of where you're experiencing some of these barriers. A really good way to increase your chances is just simply to practice interviewing. You can do that with a friend by role-playing. An excellent way is to videotape yourself asking questions. You'd be surprised what you can learn from nonverbal behavior.
What do you mean by nonverbal?
Closing your arms, for example, a lot of fidgeting takes place. I worked with a candidate one time. I lost count with how many times she was kicking her feet when she was talking to the interviewer. You can fidget with buttons, pens, any kind of
change
things
in
like
your
that.
Pockets.
Change in your pocket, anything.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, nonverbal says a lot. So videotaping is an excellent way to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that clothing is a form of nonverbal communication?
Oh, that clothing plays such a big role. The reason why clothing plays such a big role is because it reflects your personality. And an employer is going to hire you because you're going to represent them, basically. If you come in not fully dressed for the role, what's that telling the employer?
That you're half-dressed.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, okay. I think I got a picture of how I can prepare for the next interview. So here comes the next interview.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm right about ready to go in. All right, what do I need to do right now?
Right now, before you open that door, I want you to visualize yourself answering those questions with really good, strong answers and with confidence. I want you to picture yourself smiling. Because a lot of times what happens to job candidates when they go on an interview, because of the nervousness and tension, they don't smile. So they come across as real nervous and uptight. So visualize yourself in the interview and having a positive outcome. That will help tremendously.
Just picturing it. Okay.
And lastly, here's what I want you to do. Forget about the last 10 interviews in the sense that you've felt as though you might have failed and then get a second interview out of that. Every interview experience is a learning experience for you just to build on to go to the next one. So just erase that. Don't erase the learning experience, but erase the failing experience that you've had. And just move forward.
Thanks, Kim.
You may send questions or comments to Kim at careerrescue.com.